Morning Watch, the crystallization study of Deuteronomy, week 6. Life in the land and the issue of the land. The church as the temple, the dwelling place of God, and as the city, the kingdom of God. Thursday, related verses. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. Because in him all things were created in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8, 12, and 13. Verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access in confidence through faith in him. Verse 13. Therefore I ask you not to faint at my afflictions for your sake, since they are your glory. Suggested reading. The dimensions of Christ are the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. These dimensions are the dimensions of the universe. Now, the very dimensions of the universe are also the dimensions of Christ. In our experience of Christ, we firstly experience the breadth of what he is, and then we experience the length. This is horizontal. When we advance in Christ, we experience the height and the depth of his riches. This is vertical. We experience him rising up as the height and finally descending as the depth. Our experience of Christ must eventually become three-dimensional, like a cube. If we have only the length of Christ without any breadth, our experience will be a line, that is, an experience that is long and narrow, to an extreme. It is of great importance that we all have a two-dimensional, or a square, experience of Christ. If we have only a line experience of him, this line will eventually continue until it reaches an extreme. All extremists are one-liners, those whose experience of Christ is on a single line. If you experience Christ properly and normally as the breadth and the length, you will be kept from going to an extreme. Do not go too far out on the line of a narrow and long experience of Christ. Rather, experience him in a square way, as the breadth and as the length. By experiencing Christ continually as the breadth and length, our experience will be like a solidly woven carpet, not a long single thread. A sister in my hometown had a line experience. She did not read the Bible, but devoted a great deal of time to prayer. Being extremely earnest in prayer, she decided to fast and pray for many days. On the seventh day, some of the brothers and sisters came to me very concerned about her situation. When we visited her, she was in bed, weakened because of 7 days of fasting. We encouraged her to take care of her health, but she was offended by our suggestion. On the very next day, she died. This is an example of how a lying experience can lead people to an extreme, even lead them astray. Sooner or later, every lying experience leads astray. Therefore, we need to be balanced. In order to experience Christ in his universal dimensions, we need the church life. We need to experience Christ with all the members of the body. In particular, we need the church meetings, for in the meetings, we are balanced. Through messages and the testimonies of the saints, we are balanced. If we experience the dimensions of Christ in the church life, we shall gradually be woven into a carpet. We shall not be thin lines of thread. What is needed today is not lines of thread, but a carpet woven through the balanced experience of Christ in the church. In our experience of Christ, we should go on from the two dimensions to three, from a square to a cube. A cube is solid. Both in the tabernacle and in the temple, the Holy of Holies was a cube. The dimensions of this cube in the tabernacle and temple respectively were 10 cubits and 20 cubits. The New Jerusalem will be an eternal cube, 12,000 stadia in three dimensions. The church life today must also be a cube. Furthermore, our experience of Christ in the church must be cubical, three-dimensional, with many lines going back and forth in all three directions. When we experience Christ in such a three-dimensional way, we are solid. In our experience of Christ, we are firstly a square and then a cube. When we become a cube, we cannot fall and we cannot be broken.